such a very good feeling.
Hey everybody, what's that? It's Bob.
Hey, everybody, Miles.
Miles Rod title.
Drinking water tonight. Laying off the pop. Drinking water.
Oh, you are? I just had some water.
Yeah, I'm drinking a little thing of water. It's really cool.
Yeah. Good old H2O.
Full H2O. It'll be good.
Did you just say fellatio?
No.
I thought you just said good old fellatio just now.
No, I don't think I did.
Okay. No, that was cunning lingus.
I don't know. I was accused once of saying cunning lingus to somebody, so maybe I did say. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. You're drinking water.
Sorry, Grandma. Sorry.
Yeah. What's the occasion for the water?
It's some summertime.
So you drink water in the summer or what?
Oh, I don't know. Just my son went on vacation to St. Louis and brought back some spare stuff he had.
Oh, he had just had some bottled water he didn't drink.
Yeah, I'm drinking some spare water here, and it's like a little mini bottle, and I'm drinking. Okay.
So it's because it's free, you're drinking.
Yeah, it actually tastes better when it's free, actually.
Yeah, it does taste better.
It does taste better.
He didn't bring you back any Fitz's root beer, did he? Good old Fitz's root beer in St. Louis.
Ah, they didn't go there. They didn't go there.
There's lots of hot girls at Fitz's, so.
Well, he's spoken for, so.
Oh, he is.
He would have no interest in that, so.
Oh, what an idiot.
Yeah, well.
Haven't you talked to him about this whole situation?
No. I'm staying out of it. Not my concern.
I could see where you needed to be hooked up because, you know, you had like one good year, and then after that, it was, you know, basement city for you for the rest of your life.
Hey, that'd have been a nice basement to live in.
Well, it was a nice basement. Your parents' basement, it was very nice. But he's got multiple years.
Even now, they've got a nice basement. I mean, I could live down there.
Well, yeah, you have to pee in the sink, but...
Well, no, they've put in this very expensive toilet, but you can only pee in it. You cannot do anything else in it because it wasn't put in right.
Oh, my God.
So if you gotta make...
that counts you out.
Yeah, no, if you got to make any poops, you got to go upstairs.
That counts you out of there.
After like $8,000 worth of repairs, it's still not fixed. So.
What the hell did they do wrong?
Well, I don't know. They hired some local hillbilly, and
we got a good deal. Let me tell you, Miles. This toilet is normally $10,000, $5.
Yeah. My inheritance, I know, just went down the crapper, literally. Literally.
Literally, huh?
Oh.
Well, my parents have a basement toilet that flushes up, and it can handle it can handle anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Apparently, they did not do it right.
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's basically got a holding tank and a pump, and once the tank gets full, it just shoots it up like a fountain up into the sewer pipe.
Oh, it's true.
You know, not in the toilet.
Uh huh.
To the sewer line. And away she goes, because it makes a noise. She goes, and I'm like, what the hell's that? Oh, that's the toilet that flushes up. I'm like, is it? Can you be in there whenever that's doing? Oh, yeah, no problem.
Huh.
I'm like, that's wild. Actually, you know who put it in?
Your brother.
My friend Mark.
Oh, not that guy with the no shirt.
Yes, the guy with no shirt.
Well, no, okay, he wears a shirt, he just wears it unbuttoned.
Yeah, the unbuttoned shirt, yeah.
Yeah, imagine me just sitting around with an unbuttoned shirt and everyone.
Oddly enough, when I talk to you, that's the way I assume you're sitting.
No, I'm wearing my wife beater tonight.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go.
And my Coca-Cola.
I don't know which is more classy, but...
What? Yeah.
The unbuttoned shirt or the wife beater, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I like the wife beater.
So.
It suits me.
So, yeah, he put that in. It works fine.
For all your crapping needs.
Yep, call all your crapping needs. Well, you can swing on by, you know, their house and try it out, and, you know.
I will never go back to their house, thank you.
My dad will probably tell you what kind it is and everything.
I have no interest in going back to your parents' house. Once was enough.
Yeah, it's a, well, my mom thought you were a pervert anyway, so.
Oh?
Yeah, I didn't tell you that?
Well, I know she thought I was unemployed, but I didn't know she thought I was a pervert.
Yeah, unemployed pervert. That was her, yeah.
Well, that's her prerogative, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know.
Pretty much.
Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I have to commend you.
Oh?
Yes, again. You're always so surprising. Now, how you cannot apply this to your life in some way to make it better is beyond me. But this whole scamming autographs from football players seems to be working out for you.
Right, because I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for all of us.
Oh, so see, now why can't you do that and, like, make some money for yourself?
I haven't really figured out how to do that yet, but
You do the same thing, except you attach money to it.
I'm learning how to do stuff as I go along, Bob. No one ever really told me how to do anything in my whole life.
Your father told you how to do exactly what you're doing.
No, for instance, if you want to meet women, for instance, at a party, hang out by the bathroom.
Yes. Yeah, you've done that for many, many years, so.
They have to pee, for instance. So if you're having trouble meeting women, hang out by the bathroom, and sooner or later, they have to pee.
They will have to pee, and they will have to make a decision, leave the party or go talk to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, I wanted to get more autographs, and, you know, it's just getting, you know, harder and harder for me to get away to do it, which is not my own problem, which is no big deal, but I thought, why don't I try an aggressive mail program, if you will.
Yeah, mailing, yeah.
I'm using, our friend Mick from the UK.
He's your beard. Like,
yeah, right. So as I get one, he gets one.
Right, yeah.
Fortunately, he's going to have to die here in about the next 6 months, because I am telling these people that he has terminal illness. So I'm hoping they're...
I don't think they're going to be checking the papers.
Listen, I had something to tell you, though. I have been pursuing Bears, but I am really contemplating writing to OJ for an autograph.
Yeah, I know. I heard
And I don't want to use my own address, so I'm going to be using your address as the return.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm going to do it.
No.
I'm going to do it.
No, I don't think so.
I tell you right now, it's going to happen.
Why don't you get a P.O. box and then...
I would rather use your address. I'm going to use your address just in case it gets weird. And he's like, hey, I need a pen pal. And I'm like, okay.
Go get a Kinko's FedEx box.
I'm not going to do it. They don't have Kinko's in Iowa. It doesn't exist.
Oh, they don't?
It doesn't exist.
Well, go to the post office and get a P.O. box.
They did away with that.
No, they didn't.
They don't have that here.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. It's all online now. Everyone pays online.
Well, you can have an online mailbox. Actually, there is a service that will scan your mail and email it to you.
I'm using your address, and that's it. Okay?
No.
Yeah. So if you get anything from Loveland Correctional Center in Colorado.
Yeah, thanks.
It's going to be from him.
I'm not even going to touch the mail. In fact, yeah. I don't even touch the mail now, so actually it doesn't matter.
Well, good. Then let it be surprised.
I never get the mail.
I might put your name on it, too.
Come on, one phone call from Mr. Skin to your babysitter, and you're all upset.
Yeah, you sent a gentleman with an adult website to my personal home phone, and my 14-year-old babysitter answers the phone looking for me.
Yeah.
Your skin.
And that was wrong in some way, or?
Yeah, I was pretty much blindsided. Yeah.
Blindsided. I was pretty sure I mentioned something.
Oh, asshole, you didn't mention it. I think I would have been, you know, like, hey, little girl, don't answer the phone, okay?
I'm pretty sure. Well, number one, I couldn't believe you got a babysitter. I thought for sure you'd just, like, you know, tie up their clothes and big knots, and like they'd have to work on those in order to get out of the house or something.
I usually just throw kids out in the backyard if I think they're dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
So, no, actually,
I was as surprised as you that you had a babysitter. So,
actually, when kids were little, we hardly actually went out very often. We didn't get babysitters very often.
Yeah, I never did. I think I can tell you of one time we got a babysitter.
Yeah.
One time, that wasn't a family member.
Yeah.
We just did not go.
Yeah.
We would stay home. And then if we went to visit relatives out of town, then sometimes we'd go out because they'd stay with the relatives. So.
Yeah.
While we went out to the movie or something.
I feel kind of bad because this girl, she was swimming one time. It was like a big group of us went swimming. And I think she was like in a stall getting changed in my... son, who was quite young at the time, actually, I think, crawled underneath the stall.
Yeah.
Might have seen some stuff.
I'm sure he did. So she was traumatized by that as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least she gave you the message.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was a little, yeah, she's a little freaked out. I've never talked to that girl since. That's funny.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least there wasn't a murderer.
Yeah, that's true. You know, hey, Jed Dean.
Yeah, it's not like a, you know, potential murderer.
Yeah.
He was at least fun. Funny.
Yeah. Oh, true. You know. Yeah.
Whimsical, if you will.
Yeah.
So, if you don't know what we're talking about, just search Mr. Skin on the website. You can listen to an interview we did many years ago.
I'd love to have him back, so please.
With Mr. Skin, so.
He's too big now. He would never do the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's too big now. Back then, it was a little... Actually, he had already done the Howard Stern show when he talked to us.
Oh, yeah. I know.
We were on regular radio, Howard Stern, so.
We were like super small potatoes, man. I'm like, man, how did we even land there? You should be the one being congratulated, not me, man. Like,
well, it's because that was my autograph mailing.
Yeah, well, you scored.
I scored some celebrity. I would have scored another celebrity had you not effed it up, but that's
You screwed up a few things I had arranged too, so I think we're about even.
What have I screwed up?
I was trying to get, you know, maybe some young ladies that were into modeling on the show, and that was pretty much...
I didn't do anything.
You called at the wrong time, apparently.
Oh, well. Hey, you were on the phone, too, so...
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't like I just called out of the blue and you weren't involved or something.
Yeah.
No, but whenever you ask Will Wheaton about the size of his wiener... That kind of blew that interview, so. I had him going to be on. He was going to be on the show.
You know, looking back, maybe that wasn't the best course of action.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were going to actually reply to my email and ask him the question.
I don't know, I guess. At the time, it seemed funny. Maybe now, looking back up.
Trying to arrange that. I had it almost all set up, and then... Pull the plug.
Yeah.
Here comes Miles. Hey, baby.
And then the drunk Jim Morrison shows up and everyone's like, oh, shit.
That's right.
He's drunk.
Yeah. You ruined the set.
All right.
So what's going on with you besides the autograph thing?
Do you want a two-in-one story? Sure. Okay, quick first story and then a little bit longer story. So the first story, just real quickly, is we traded off cars this weekend.
Who? You? What, like car swap or something? Some kind of weird... Yeah,
we traded in our Ford for something else, so we got rid of our old Ford.
And... What? You got a new car?
Well, used. It's used. Don't get excited. Don't.
What is it?
Porsche 911. Beretta? Yeah.
Did you get a free bike with that?
Yeah. You know what? You want to bring up some shit that I don't want to talk about. That's it. Yeah. That's exactly what.
All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. So I've been letting my oldest boy drive this thing back and forth to work.
The new one?
No. The Ford that I was getting rid of.
Oh, okay.
And I knew that. And I mean, I'm not one to talk, but I know that there was quite a bit of trash in there and all sorts of shit in there. I'm like, all right. Okay.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I was going to have him do it, but I knew, you know, it would probably take about a week or two for that to happen. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll do it.
Wait a minute. He's taking longer than you to do something?
Yes. Yes.
Well, Apple doesn't fall Apple far from the tree there.
Yeah. And, all right, so I'm cleaning up real quick and, I pretty much get all the big stuff out. I'm like, oh, shit, I better do, like, the ashtray region and such.
Right.
And I come across this Ed Gein-like collection of chewed fingernails and possibly toenails.
Oh, my God.
I mean, big, like, inch-long, quarter-inch diameter. I mean, it was like, oh, my God.
Why would you keep those?
I don't know. Why would you do this? I'm like, it's like a booger collection or something. Yeah. My wife was telling me he also did it in her car because her coworkers found him, I guess.
Oh, my Lord. Now, you said a booger collection. When my son was really small, like in his car seat.
Yeah.
He wiped his boogers on the window in the shape of a duck. He thought it was neat, and he was using his boogers as a way to entertain himself in the car. We come to realize, look, there's the boogers in the shape of a duck.
Ugh.
It was disgusting. We had to have a talk. He was only like you know, he was still in a car seat, so he was like 4 years old. So.
I'm feeling ill.
Yeah.
So that's mini story. Then the big story tonight was...
Wait, did you talk to him about this behavior? Or?
Yeah, he was okay with it. He's like, yeah.
Why doesn't he just throw it out the window?
I don't know. I go, were those any toenails? He goes, no, those are my fingernails. I'm like, those big freaking nails like that? Is your fingernails? He goes, yeah.
That's weird.
I'm like, oh my God. I mean, Ed Gein would be jealous. Be like, wow, what the...
I don't know. How's that kid producing so much keratin when you can't grow your hair?
Ugh, man. Ugh. Disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Collection.
Well, maybe he was going to make something out of them, you know?
I don't know. I don't even want to think about it. It's gross.
I'm going to mold them together into one long fingernail.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
So I went to a kind of a redneck wedding.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I brought Flat Manny with me. And
Digital Flat Manny.
Digital, yeah. You laugh at me because I was writing up my bills before the show. You're like, oh, you're not online. But yet, I bring Digital Manny to a wedding. So.
You know what I was surprised by when I first saw Digital Manny?
What?
No upskirts.
No, but I was hoping... See, you missed something very important in one of the pictures that I posted.
What was that?
The twins off on the side of the picture there. You did not comment on the twin girls there.
No, I didn't comment. I saw a nice camera on the table, but...
Yeah, that was my whole ruse of...
That wasn't your camera, was it?
No, I had brought a camera, like, a quarter of the size of this girl's camera. There's a girl that graduated with my oldest son last year, and she's, like, really into photography and stuff, and...
Yeah.
She got nose piercings and tattoos and whatever else, and which is fine.
Well, and a nice camera.
And a very big, nice camera. And so, like, Mrs. Shapiro is next to me, and she will not shut up about this camera. Oh, Miles, look at Miles, look at. Oh, my. My, yes, all right, all right. Again, oh my, yeah, yeah, okay, all right. So the girl kind of looks over. I go, hey, wow, nice camera. She goes, yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's a pretty cool Nikon, you know. Mm-hmm. I go, hey, you got, looks like you got size and performance.
Ba-doom-ba.
And so now, you know, Miles Jr.'s there, and he's all embarrassed. Like, oh, my God, my dad.
Oh, Dad, I got to chew my fingernails and spit them into a ashtray.
You know, so, you know, he's all embarrassed. You know, I'm trying to piss off everyone I can, you know.
Kids are wreck.
Oh, my God. You know, like, Mrs. Shapiro's daughters are going up to get wedding cake. They come back with wedding cake, and I'm like, mm-mm, girlfriend, you don't need no wedding cake. Mm.
Yeah, let me have that. Is that what
you... Yeah, I know. Now they're all mad at me. You know, Miles, don't say that to my kids. Ow.
Were you working on a third butt cheek?
So I'm making all these, like, teenage girls self-conscious. You know, I'm...
I'm saying creepy things. You know the weird thing? You eat cake, you get cottage cheese on your ass. You eat cottage cheese. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, like, you know, I don't know why. I just felt like pushing buttons that day. So, like, now we're going through the receiving line, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm jumping around here, different things that happened. But
I'm still trying to figure out what these two girls in the background are about.
They were guests. They actually,
I know, but well, I didn't notice. I noticed there was two girls in the background. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Oh, usually you have some comment like, oh, yeah, look at that.
Well.
No, no comment.
No comment this time.
No comment from Bob Lament.
No, I just was like, he's trying to surreptitiously take pictures of girls with Flat Manny, but, I mean, that seemed pretty obvious, but,
yeah.
No, usually that's your comment. I at the camera more anyway. But,
yeah. No, she had a nice camera. I give her that. It was a big ass camera. Like that.
What kind of zoom is that? That telephoto?
I just got a little to zoom.
Yeah.
Little telephoto.
I only get a 30 millimeter. That's it.
Okay, so I'm going through like the receiving line, right?
Congratulating everybody.
Congratulating these people, you know, like half the people that I don't even know. Like, hey, great, wow, you look nice.
Did you go bride side or groom side?
No,
you
know,
saying anything, you just say you look just like
a movie star.
Yeah, no.
And so you know, it's the kid's friend Travis. You know, he got married, and I'm like, hey, yeah. Travis, congratulations, right? And he's right next to his wife. And
yeah, you're supposed to talk to that guy. He shouldn't be getting married this young, for Christ's sake.
You know, that's not my kid. It's not my call, Bob. You know, 19
well,
is 19.
You fed him enough times. I think you get some rights there.
No, he's...
tried.
Well, you know, that's... Yeah, I don't know.
Well, obviously, you tried harder than he did.
Yeah, I guess. I will try.
Okay. Miles is like, hey, if you're getting laid, just go along with it. It doesn't matter.
You're getting the milk for free.
Yeah.
So I go, hey, Travis, congratulations. If you need any advice about the wedding night, just let me know.
Right, yeah.
Oh, well, his wife was right next door. Right next to him when I said it. And she kind of shot me a very serious look, like maybe I was a little out of line with that. I don't know. Maybe it was a little over the top.
You didn't introduce yourself to her. Hi, I'm Ron Jeremy. People call me the hedgehog.
Why don't you and your little micro camera get out of here?
You didn't say anything like that, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Seen me or parts of me.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, so I think, yeah, I don't think I made a friend. I don't think I made a friend.
I'm not surprised.
And, like, it was weird because it's, like this big hall, and, like, the marriage, the wedding, and, like, the reception are all in the same place, right, which is sure. Okay.
That's the way to save money, no. Yeah.
Right, yeah, so, you know, everyone's all dressed up, and this and that, and they have this big music. And everyone walks down the aisle, big production. Da, 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 da. So, minister comes out.
Hello.
This had to be the shortest wedding I have ever been to in my life.
Wham bam. Thank you, ma'am.
The shortest. It was over before I even knew it. I'm like, what? Wait, what?
You only were able to sneak out like 2 farts during the whole ceremony.
I know, really, even that. It was like, dearly beloved, you may kiss the bride. Thank you. It's like, what?
Give me $20.
No, I mean, really, it's like, we're here to join these two people in holy matrimony. And now we're reading, love is, you know, patient and blind and whatever else.
love is like a naked mole rat.
Love is a battlefield. You know, and this is what that really means.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, and now, where's the rings?
Did I mention I used to play bass in Pat Benatar's band? Just saying.
I think this guy got his degree online like you did, I think.
Oh, yeah, I was a minister. Yeah, I'm still a minister, really.
No, it was like, okay, bring out the rings. Okay, now, you know, do you promise to, you know, do stuff, you know, keep it in your pants, you're supposed to stuff. And
kids do stuff.
I do. You know, and so there's like a couple, 3 questions. The next thing I know, I was like, now you may kiss the bride.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it. I mean, if that was more than like 5 minutes, I swear, man, I was like, what?
Well, they you know, they got their money's worth.
I was like, wow, that was fast. Holy cow.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody doesn't want to have the long, drawn-out ceremony that you had with the...
Mine was actually in the original Greek text of the Bible, so yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah. So,
Everybody can't have Father Dowling do the officiating like you did.
Oh, let me tell you about that milestone.
You know.
Yeah. No, it was okay. No, it was their wedding. I don't care. It was their wedding. I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so it was a good time. Good time.
You didn't say, this ceremony took about 3/4 of, you know, of the time it takes me to have sex.
I've had longer lovemaking sessions.
With myself.
Myself. Than this wedding took.
Yeah, exactly. This thing was so quick, I couldn't finish pleasuring myself in the pew.
I could watch the episode of The Golden Girls.
Oh, all take these bridesmaids.
And,
hey, kids, watch me levitate the program.
Want to see the camera dance?
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
That's funny. You're no Pippa Middleton, but you're doing all right by me.
And like there's directions, you know. I'm like, do we have directions? Oh, we've got directions. I'm like, okay. Yeah, we're driving. Oh,
Christ with the directions.
And then, like, we get in this little town. It's like, you know, turn by Casey's. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get a meet Normus. Hold on.
Would it be out of fashion to take this with us in, or...
BYOP, you know.
That's right.
And no, it's like, we're trying to, you know, we get close, but then, like, the directions just kind of end. Like, well, look for balloons. Guess what? There's no frickin' balloons.
They all blew away.
There's no balloons. And, like, we're Googling. I jump out, talk to some old woman for, like, half an hour trying to figure it out, and I come back.
You didn't happen to talk to those people from Tennessee who were asking you about the gas. So.
No. It's, like, some kindly old woman, and, you know, she's being very nice. And, like, she's like, I think you went too far. You got to turn around and go down the highway.
Are you that little boy that's dying of cancer and getting bears' autographs?
Because Dick Butkus is my nephew, just so you know.
Just so you know.
And so I'm like, thank you, you're very nice. She said, thank you, you're welcome. Yeah. I come back, I tell my wife, my wife's driving. I go, okay, this is what the old lady said. She's like, my wife's like, we ain't listening to that bitch.
Oh. I'm like,
what? I just spent like half an hour talking to this lady. Like, F that lady, I got GPS, we're going.
Okay.
Like, we found this, like, hillbilly road, and, like, we totally bottomed out going up this hill. Like,
there wasn't, like, a Jerry Reed song playing in the background.
You got to go, man.
Eastbound and down.
That when you finally get to the actual place, then the balloons are there.
Oh, there's the balloons.
You know, you might want to have them out by the highway, you know, by this hidden back cave entrance to the wedding. But, you know, you might want to.
I have a feeling that both of you and your wife are like Mr. Magoo when it comes to getting places.
I go by my instincts, you know.
Yeah, like your instincts.
I think that's the road.
I have never failed to find a strip joint or
that's
a dark
right.
bookstore in my life.
Where my wife's all, you know, GPS.
You gotta go down by the river.
You know why we were so turned around? Because the directions did not include, in 500 feet, make a U-turn. I mean, it's this goddamn thing. It's always, oh, now make an illegal U-turn. And
yeah, that's nice.
Every time we've used this damn thing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think that's because you drove past the road.
Yeah, we found it.
Oh, well, you made it okay, and you got pictures of girls with their faces cut in half, and
yeah.
You know, Bob, I really just like the mouth on down. Just saying.
Pretty mouth.
I don't really need the eyeballs or the top of the head or anything. Just give me the mouth on down.
I can imaginate the rest.
I really don't need feet either, but that's, you know. They keep falling over if you don't give them feet, so.
I like the superimposed Rue McCallahan's nose and eyes above the mouth. Beatrice Arthur.
I was thinking framing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the picture of the guy, that was not the groom, by the way, just so you know.
Composition.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know it wasn't the groom. I was.
Yeah, that would be funny if it was, but no, that was not the groom.
I was just being silly.
That would have been funny if that was the groom, though.
he looked like, you know.
Yeah.
He'd be a
19-year-old. Yeah, whatever you're thinking
groom.
Is probably right, yeah. Whatever your instincts are telling you about that picture, you're probably right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, yeah, so the highlights of the wedding. So, yeah, what's the wedding?
So it was beautiful, right? And
the thing is beautiful. I got to make fun of Mrs. Shapiro's children.
Did you have an open bar or?
No, alcohol.
What?
They're like, yeah, half the people there are like 19, so it's like, nope.
Mm. See, another reason not to get married that young.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. So everybody's just high.
Yeah, I'm thinking a lot of people were sneaking out and coming back, and you know.
Yeah, pretty much then. Okay.
Like all the guys in the wedding, like, immediately just took off the tuxes and got, like, jeans and t-shirts, like, right away. Like,
yeah.
Fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I could see that. I was in a wedding when my friend was 19, I think. He got married, so.
Yeah.
Yep. Way back when.
Did it work out?
Yeah, he's still married.
Yeah.
His wife's a total psycho, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's all right. He's happy.
Yeah.
Not really, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he's happy. I have no idea. That's a good question. I'll have to ask him.
Right.
I'll have to ask him. Are you happy? That's not really a good, easy subject to broach, is it?
Hey, Mark. Two things. First note, button up the goddamn shirt.
No, Mark's not happy because he got divorced. He's getting remarried.
Oh, my. You know what? Because it's a freaking shirt, man. Button the goddamn shirt, all right?
Well, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if I want to ask that. But
Hey, Wolfman Jack, button the shirt already, all right? Chewbacca, button the shirt.
Oh, my goodness.
Your nasty moobs and...
What are you talking about? Your moobs are hanging out right now.
They're sexy.
Oh, okay.